Hi, I'm Gui.
I'm Afif.
I'm Long.
And you're listening to Copy Overflow, a monthly podcast about software development. So we talk about a topic for this week, and we decided to talk about home office, mostly because Afif was moving then. So that's why it's like, oh, it's a good opportunity to talk about home office, whatnot with the pandemic ongoing and that kind of thing. So, you know, Afif, do you want to bring it away?
Actually, more than moving happened for me because I accidentally moved my back disc as well. So I actually had a slip disc while I was moving, in the process of me moving from Seremban to Kedah. So I had a slip disc and I had to be warded for like a week. It's good that we are actually talking about this because I've been doing a lot of research also on all this, you know, standing desk, sitting desk, ergonomic chairs. I'm looking at a few products. I'm still trying to set up my home office right now. I just bought a chair. Isn't arrived yet.
Okay, so I do think having a dedicated space for a home office is kind of a luxury. Luxury might be a bit over term, but not everybody has that luxury where they can kind of set up their home office, right? Let's say they're just renting a room, for example, and there's not a lot of space they can use. But I wanted to kind of redirect the question back. So like, what was the first thing you thought you need to get when you're setting up like a new home office? Afif?
You mean like a dedicated space or what? Or like a furniture?
Actually, maybe we can talk about that, right? Because when you were searching for a place to stay in when moving, you wanted to have a dedicated space as well.
Yeah, I wanted to, but the situation was kind of unique. Yeah, I planned to get a house with a bit more rooms so that I can turn one of those rooms to a dedicated home office. Because, I mean, we're working remotely now and I should be having dedicated space for office. We kind of have to rush getting a new house and we didn't have time to kind of survey beforehand. Once we knew where my wife was going to work, we kind of have to expedite getting a house because we were living at a homestay for like a week and that's where my slip disc happened. Yeah, I it's hard enough if it happens at your own house, but then if it happens at like somebody else's house, it's even more awkward because you don't have like the... If it's at your own house, you have medications, you have all these things to help you, like ice packs or hot packs. But we were living at a homestay and we don't have that, all that to kind of remedy for... Now, my situation is kind of the same like before. My home office is outside. In the living room. It's not outside, okay.
Under the sun.
You actually leave the house.
Yeah. It's not like it's outside. What I meant is because I'm in a room right now. So it's at the living room, just like before. The good thing is this house, the living room has aircon at least. So that's going to be better.
Because I wanted to like kind of draw parallels as well, because a lot of people, like for example in KL, right, they just rent a room and sometimes the room might be tiny, so there's not a lot of things they can do. Just kind of want to bring that up.
But if they're renting a room, at least probably they have a personal space, right? The room is just them. But when you have family, for example, it's a bit awkward lah. So let's say you're single and you're renting a room. At least you have the whole room for yourself. It's kind of your personal room. But it gets a bit more complicated when you have family, I guess. If you don't have a separate space, then you also have to consider probably disturbances from your son or something like that. It's even more important to have a personal space. But then, yeah, sometimes life hits you.
I think it's normal as well, right? Because there are like calls that we join now and think long one of your product managers usually have their child with them as well.
Yeah, and it's very difficult for like parents, I understand. We have a friend, a single parent with two kids. He also has a house, I think it's 3 room or 2 rooms, I'm not sure. I like what he has done with his house. He sort of turned his master bedroom into a home office space. He set up like his own desk and 2 other desks for his kids. And then there will be toilet, you know, in the master bedroom. And then the living room will be where you play games and in the master bedroom where you do works, and they will sleep at the smaller rooms that's like has less sunlight and smaller space. I think that's kind of like a brilliant idea also. If you don't have a dedicated home office, that's one other way to go around it. Because like I think it's brilliant because the master bedroom is usually the most comfortable with most sunlight, bigger space, and you turn it into home office where you spend majority of your time in the day, and you just go to the smaller room, just sleep, and then wake up and you have space to play, have space to work. Sort of a smart workaround, I would say.
The point that I kind of want to get across is everybody's circumstances are different, right? Regardless whether you're single, living in a room, or like even if you're a parent with children, like even the product managers I work with also have their children around as well with this pandemic ongoing. Overall, home office is challenging as well because of all these factors, right? The point I wanted to get across is just be more empathetic. Sometimes it is slightly more annoying, like, oh, you have to repeat stuff because, you know, their children is taking their attention. Just be more empathetic. Ah.
That's one bonus point of for people not having home office, you know, like when I do sometimes have meetings or one-on-ones, like, I get to meet their kids. They're cute.
Even when they're screaming?
No, not when screaming.
Yeah. So coming back to actual home office, I think after one of the questions I asked earlier, what was the first furniture or thing that you wanted to get when you think about your home office? Was the first thing in your mind to get like a table or a chair or a monitor, or like what was the first thing in your mind when setting up a home office or thinking or planning a home office to get?
It was chairs, actually. I kind of have a desk already. So the chair that I was using before I moved houses, I kind of throw it away. Basically, it's 5 years old and it's already, the headrest is broken and the cushion is kind of like just compressed to the point that you just feel the wood at the bottom. Yeah, so I wanted to get a chair, but when I had that slip disc, I had to do a bit more research on ergonomic chairs. Yeah, but that's the first thing I was planning to get. But then because of my slip disc as well, I was also looking into standing desk. I was basically weighing the option between should I get a standing desk or should I get a very good ergonomic chair, basically. Because, I mean, a good standing desk is like with the adjustable height and stuff. They're actually quite expensive, just as expensive as a good ergonomic chair, right? So I was just weighing the two options. I've been doing my readings and it seems that working while standing is good. But then a lot of this research doesn't actually talk much about the adverse effects of standing, which is your heel pain. There's a lot more people coming in with heel pains.
I think I ran into some social media posts or something where they would address this by having a carpet there, thicker carpets underneath, but there's also a pain of having the carpet, and then you have to have a chair eventually, like, so the chair running on the carpet, and then it's like not very ideal.
So based on my readings, it seems that if you get a good ergonomic chair, but then you discipline yourself to actually every 1 hour you should go and walk around for like 5 minutes. Like do some light exercises or something. But then the point is not to be glued to your seat for the entirety of the 8 hours. And sometimes when you have a good, comfortable chair, you kind of forget to just stand up and kind of exercise.
I think there's a chair to address that. They call it like a posture chair or something, where there's no back support. Force you to like straight up your back by yourself, else you will lose balance, that kind of chair. I'm not sure what's it called, posture chair. You're sort of forced to sit straight because else you will fall down. They don't look very comfortable. Yeah.
I don't think that's the point though. I think you want to be comfortable. I think you want the chair to kind of help you with your posture, basically your position while you're sitting. And so there were a couple of important aspects of ergonomic chairs that you have to consider, basically. So like I think one of the good thing is to have a lumbar support, adjustable lumbar support. I don't think my previous chair had that. It was a bit cheaper. And then adjustable armrest. I don't think headrest is that important. At least for the chair that I got, that one has it. It has an adjustable headrest as well. The shape of the back and then the cushion seat and stuff. Those things play a role. When I was considering between the standing desk or the good office chair, I decided to go with a good office chair because I tried standing for a couple of hours the other day. It does feel good. It doesn't feel too painful, right, on your back. But then my heel was really, really feeling the pain. So I decided to just go with the route where I just have... I just get a good office chair and then I will have some kind of reminder to make sure that I do some light exercises. Yeah, I tweeted that and like my friend was suggesting me to put like some messages that will remind you the pain that you have to go through from the slip disc. And that's actually a good idea to kind of motivate you. I'm just reusing my current desk. I mean, the desk that I was using before I moved. I didn't change that, but we'll see. If that's not comfortable, then I'll probably change that too.
I was getting this idea, like just now you said reminders. Why haven't someone make a standing chair that will...
Standing chair?
Sorry, standing desk. Standing on a chair is the punishment you get when you don't listen to the teachers. So,
during our times, yes. Yeah. Okay.
The standing desk that's periodically go up and go down. Or, you know, connected to the internet that force you to stand up and sit down every 1 hour or so. And then when the internet goes down, and you cannot use your standing desk.
So if that happens, if I ever get a table that can be controlled with a script, I think I'm going to sit a lot from coding the app that will control my table. So it's gonna defeat the purpose.
Who knows? It could be $1 million idea.
I mean, unless you code a bug in where you can never put it back down. So.
Oh yeah, you flip your phones and then the desk goes up or something.
Oh, that is an idea. That is an idea. Maybe there's already something like that. I'm pretty sure there's something like that with all the IoT thing. One thing I do want to say is that, I mean, we are not ergonomic experts, so we just take advice from the internet, same as everybody. So don't take our word as advice. Please consult your professional.
Yeah, I know, right? I also tweeted like this poll to kind of like get my friends' opinions on this. Because of my slip disc, what should I choose? And then one of my friends actually tweeted, "What did your doctor say?" So I'm like, okay, that's a good point. Yeah, why am I asking the internet?
The internet is more reliable than doctors, apparently.
Who needs everything else, right, when you have internet?
You know those tangents where you're like, oh, there's one part of my body is hurting, maybe I should search, what is it? And then eventually it leads to, like, you have cancer. Like, what?
Or AIDS. Yeah, I have a physiotherapy session next Monday, so I'm gonna ask my physiotherapist then. I already got a chair, though, so I'm not sure what's the point. In my defense, I actually did get some good points from just my friends replying to my poll because they also have their own experience with slip discs and like back pains and stuff, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty common actually in our industry due to the fact that we just sit a lot. So this is one of the contributing factors. I think you have an interesting story to tell regarding like your search for a chair, Afif.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's just the usual Instagram listening to me kind of thing. It's actually quite common where Instagram actually listens to you and just show you ads about what you are trying to look for. So basically, I was just searching for ergonomic chairs in Malaysia. So it's quite hard to actually find a good one, actually. Maybe I was searching wrong, but it was quite hard. So I was searching, I was spending the night like searching... Going through a lot of product listings, right? And then just, okay, I'll stop for now. And then I just scrolled Instagram for a bit. And then I got ads for like from, I think, 3 or 4 different brands of office chairs. So I feel violated. But then the ads were also quite helpful. So I'm like...
It works. the advertising strategy works.
The advertising strategy works, but...
So I assume that you weren't searching for chairs in Instagram, right? Like,
No. I was searching in Shopee. Maybe there's a Facebook tracking pixel in there or something. I don't know. Yeah, I was searching in Shopee and I was searching in Google. I didn't use Instagram. Like, why would you search chairs in Instagram, right?
A lot of people would have their marketing inside Instagram. So it's like, oh, sometimes I search for something, like I can't find it. And it's like, okay, maybe Instagram has it.
Yeah, I didn't use Instagram as part of my research. And then I just went into Instagram. I just get those ads. But that's not even the craziest usually. Like, I'm pretty sure you guys have experience where you didn't search for anything. You were just talking about it. And then suddenly it appears in your...
Long has the craziest experience with that. With English classes, I think.
I was playing a game. I think we got match up with, I don't know, someone that mentioned his English class tuition teacher or something. I just like using in-game chat and then say, oh, I should get an English tuition or something. And then the next thing I know is like, oh, there's an English tuition class showing up on my Instagram. What?
Yeah. They're listening.
I don't have proof they are listening or not. I didn't grant them microphone access or anything. But a lot of sites, like your case, actually like have some sort of tracking data sent to Facebook. So they can track you even though you are not on Facebook. By extension, Instagram.
Okay, maybe we probably got to rename this episode to be ergonomics instead of home office. I think we talk a lot about ergonomics. I'm not sure if you encountered this in your research, but one thing I did do like to improve ergonomics, quote unquote, when the working from home started was I moved my monitor to be higher. So it used to be just on the desk like that. And then when I started working from home more, like, you know, all the time, I decided to elevate it so that when I'm looking at the monitor, I'm kind of like looking straight, like at eye level. So I think it's better for my neck and that sort of thing. Because if I stare down all the time, because if it's on the table, it's lower than my eye level, right? So I have to like stare down and the neck will eventually like sore out and that sort of thing. That's why I decided to move it higher. And there's a lot of ways to do it, right? I just use a Mooncake box that I had lying somewhere just to... It works perfectly for me. Like,
is your monitor not high adjustable? Or is it even is the highest?
It can't go that high, yeah. It's already the highest already, yeah.
I have the same issue back then. So I had this IKEA drawer thing underneath my monitors. There's a space to hide my keyboard as well. I find it quite nice. And at some point of time, I switched to those arms. But I think I got the cheap one. And it wobbles when I type. So I eventually switched back to the stands. One advice is that if you want to get an arm, make sure you get a very solid desk and a good arm, I guess. Else you are better off with just a stand. Because when it wobbles, it's just too distracting.
I don't have a monitor right now. When I get it, I think I'm going to elevate it as well. Yeah.
You're going to get a monitor?
Could be, yeah. So previously, I was using the old Apple Thunderbolt monitor. That works well with my 2013 Apple MacBook. But then when I got the 2020 one, whenever I plugged in my Thunderbolt monitor, my MacBook just, the fan just screams. It just heats up. Apparently it's a common problem. Like, I'm already using the adapter from Apple, so it's probably not that problem. When I moved, I just didn't like take that out of the box. I still have that monitor, but I'm not using it right now. Probably get another USB-C monitor. Basically, my home office is still getting set up. I wish this could have been done sooner, but all my plans are kind of offset 2 weeks because of my sleep disc.
Would you have considered like getting desktop? Because like if you're getting a desk and then we're getting a monitors, and then which means you'll get a keyboard. And then it's sort of like a full desktop already. Your laptop is just stuck there. Like, would you guys consider?
If I know I don't have to go back to the office for a while and the company I work in is totally fine with me not going back to the office, I think I might consider it, right? Like, the Mac Mini is an attractive... Let me rephrase that. Like, I don't want people to think like, oh, immediately just buy a Mac. I mean, I use Mac for work. for development, I think it's a lot easier personally. So which is why my frame of mind is get a Mac Mini, or even with the new colorful rainbow popping IMAX. it is like attractive thought. I guess my main consideration is like, if there's ever a chance that I need to go to office, like I would just stick to a laptop.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna stick to a laptop as well. Just like Gui, I'm also more comfortable with working on Mac OS. I think it's primarily because I'm so lazy to learn like how to install all these things on Windows. I know Windows can do a lot more stuff on like with the WSL and stuff, but I'm just lazy to go in. The other thing is, I would still like to go and do my work somewhere else other than my home, even though I'm working remotely all the time. Yeah, I would just like to have that option. I'm just really afraid that the work machine is... If I get a Windows desktop, right? I'm just afraid that it will also be like a gaming machine plus my work machine plus my personal machine. I mean, right now, my laptop is kind of mixed with my personal... My work laptop is also my personal laptop, but then I don't use my personal laptop much beyond basically just coding side projects or just having some photos. I mean, most of my photos are actually on the cloud anyway. So yeah, I would like to have that separation. So if my gaming machine is also my work machine, then if in the future my work machine needs to have like all this fancy software that can be wiped out from remote or something, then suddenly they wipe out my games and stuff, I'm just gonna be pissed.
Wait, your first concern is the games being wiped out?
Yes, games are very important.
It's like, no, my 30 gig game download, no!
My save points!
Okay. That's a very good point, that even though you work at home all the time, you still want to like go to cafe sometimes, even you're not going back to office or somewhere. And for me, like, sometimes I want to like just lie down on a couch or a bed to work as well. Yeah, that the idea of desktop sounded nice. Yes, laptop is still more versatile.
Well, one thing, like working from home, definitely is like we have to go on a lot of more calls, right? So I'm curious as in like, I mean, internet is important, but have any of you upgraded your internet after like working from home?
I have not upgraded, but I was already on the package more than 100 meg before. When I got the Unify, I was on 500 meg. But I mean, I almost always don't get 500. You know lah. I mean, routers are probably another thing as well, right? Yeah, right now I'm just using the one from that they gave. So I don't think that's the best one that I can get. I mean, I'm already getting around 150, I think, right now. It's quite okay. But yeah, I would love to get like the full 500 actually.
Wow, that's very, very low, 150.
Yeah, that's very low compared to what I paid. I mean, in Seremban, I was getting around 300 something, which is like more than half. But yeah, this is quite slow.
You keep saying all these three-digit numbers and I cannot understand you. The block I'm staying, they have copper wiring, so that's the limit they can go, even though it's fiber to the node. So it's like, I can only subscribe to a 30 meg plan. Like, that's the best I get. It's like, what is all these three-digit plans you're talking about? 500 meg, what's that?
I got the cheapest, like, 100 meg here. They actually don't offer 30 meg here. At least they don't show in the notes. So I got 100 meg. But I guess I'm lucky I get full 100 meg so far, most of the time, if not all of the time.
Yeah, that's good. So Gui, you want to move to Gurun? We have very cheap food here.
And fast internet.
Go start a startup at Gurun. Called Gurun Startup.
And you can also say to people that you are living in the desert.
So I think this episode we talked mostly about ergonomics, mixed with slightly bit of like internet and home office. The one reason why I brought up internet was because it is an important thing right now, especially like everybody's at home. Like if you have, for example, schooling children, then they have to have their Zoom calls as well, and you have your own corporate Zoom calls and whatnot, right? So that's why I asked. I think maybe some people do have to upgrade just because the consumption increased, right? And it's such an important utility now. Like the day I had an outage for an entire day, right? And like my place is kind of terrible, as in the sense that I don't get good mobile data connection. So if my landline internet is down, my 4G is non-existent at all. Thank goodness I don't have any calls that day. If not, it would be a very bad experience.
For me, when that happens, I had electricity power disruptions. I'll just go to the nearest Starbucks or something and then walk there.
Starbucks are usually not that suitable for meetings, I guess. There was like one time before I moved, I went to service my car. So I sat at the coffee bin for a meeting. And it was so noisy to the point that we just cancelled that meeting. Yeah, it's a pandemic, right? So you thought that the coffee bin will be empty, but it's not. And it's super noisy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure those people also thought that it's going to be empty, but it's not.
Maybe it's just people supporting local businesses, you know?
Coffee bean?
Yeah, support your local coffee bean. So one criteria for a startup is it must be near a coffee shop, right? So is there any coffee shop in Gurun? Is there any Starbucks in Gurun?
There is, but you will be surprised. So this Starbucks is actually an R&R Starbucks. But then...
Okay.
There's a back way, basically. You don't have to go into the Plus Highway just to go to the Starbucks. There's a back way where you can access all the restaurants at the R&R. So basically, that's the nearest Starbucks. Still considered Gurun.
I have one here. Similar. Like, exactly the same. I mean, like, that's... You can go in.
I mean, for those who don't know, R&R is Rehat dan Rekreasi, right? Which means it's usually a highway service stop. You can stop and rest and that's all.
Yeah, rest and recreation, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think I definitely got to rename this episode to be ergonomics instead of like home offices. But I think maybe we can, in a future episode, we'll definitely cover more about home offices. Like microphones is one thing to talk about. Right? And camera, I think we did briefly touch on like opening camera during calls. But yeah, we can talk about having a camera as well in a home office setup. I think we can roughly end this episode. Let's see. Right, follow us on YouTube. We are on Shopify, Google Podcasts.
You mean Spotify? You said Shopify.
Did I say Shopify?
Yes.
I said Shopify? Oh no! It's bad for me to keep confusing those two. Yes, follow us on Spotify. We are not on Shopify. If anybody is selling our merch on Shopify, it's not us. Anything else I miss out? I think that's it.
Public service announcement, guys. Take care of your back. Sleep days is very painful.
Yes, make sure you remind yourself to get up, walk around, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the side effects of sleep days is also painful.
Okay, say the thing, Long, say the thing.
Oh, that thing? Okay. Don't let your copy overflow and don't let your disk slip.
Fancy. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.